Chuck Chat Freestyle for Monday, August 12th, 2013. The Silicon Road continues. Let's go down the Silicon Road. We had a lot of fun with the history yesterday. The first example of a community of interest that I can recall in my history of computers and technology was the Marquette Senior High School Computer Club. One of those things that, yes, I still have my membership card. I made these membership cards. I was elected the first president. So we did the junior year of basic programming on the Apple, many days staying after school, many days walking home 2 hours after the bus left. And we did the Fortran programs at the university. Well, the following year, the high school got something like 30 more computers. So we went from 4 to 30. Suddenly, this wasn't such a rare commodity. And we would spend lunch hours and after school hours in the official now computer lab, which was once the business office room that I mentioned a couple days ago. And so we had these 30 computers and we thought, hey, we have a lot of people here. I was a senior at this point, so we had many juniors and sophomores, right down to freshmen, that were interested in starting a computer club. We had no idea what that meant. We just knew that we all like to geek out on computers. We all like to play games. I think we were all doing a fair amount of illegal software swapping at the time. Wonder what the statute of limitations is on that. And we said, let's form a club. So we elected a president, me, a treasurer, Brian Pasco, I think is what the card said. And I remember a boy by the name of Tim Montague was in there somewhere. Although he may have been the president of the year after I left. I don't remember what his role was when I was president. And I used some press-on letters. I don't know if anybody remembers the Letraset type of stuff. It was a typography thing where you bought sheets of letters that you could pencil over and it would transfer the letter to the paper. Well, you did this one letter at a time. And this thing looks like a font ransom note because it had probably at least three, if not four different fonts on there. Tried to make it look sort of like a business card, but it says MSHS Computer Club 1982-83 on it. And I had them laminated, and I put numbers on the back of each one. Of course, I took card number one and ran into one of the guys who was part of this, Louis Vierling, a couple of years ago while I was doing some training for my current job down in Chicago. I believe it was the University of Chicago that he works for, and he introduced himself. So I sent him a picture of my card, and he enjoyed that. But anyway, we wanted to have a goal and do something interesting, so we opted not to do a bake sale. Instead, we did a car wash at a local bank and earned enough money to purchase a game. We purchased, I think it was about $30, so it tells you how good we were at car washes. We bought a computer game, and we all played that in the computer lab over the next few weeks and months. I believe the game was called Aztec, kind of dumb, and I may still have it. I don't remember how to play it. I think I took it out a few years ago and started playing it, but I couldn't play it anymore. But it's another story about the things that I do today, how far back I can trace these things, and how fun they are to look back on, and running into people that were involved in some of these things so long ago. So tomorrow I will be telling you about the K-Pro 2, my first CPM machine that it wasn't actually mine. It was my dad's. I don't actually own a computer at this point. I'm still using other people's. So I don't get my first computer for years yet. It's amazing I got any CPU time at all, come to think of it. So I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, 101.